This is the local VK5 news segment. And from the South Coast Radio Club.
And good morning, everybody. This is Bernie, VK5 ABS.
And this is Nathan, VK5 OG.
Right, okay. Well, we're both members of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. As I'm a lifelong member, I was asked some time ago see if I could do a bit of a presentation on the repeater and mainly just a little bit of a history of the club. So after going back through all my records and searching and notes and videos, I've managed to come up with a presentation. Now, people might remember VK5 RSV because it started off as a RTTY repeater back in the early days in the 80s to 90s. And slowly it got challenged, run out of RTTY. We went to packet radio and everything else. So RSV has had a lot of history with it. So my presentation is talking about that. So I hope you can all come on Thursday, the 1st of February at 7:30. Now we need to get started at 7:30 because I think it might take a bit longer than an hour. So we need to get in early start as early as possible. So that's the situation. The 1st of February, 7:30 PM at the South Coast Amateur Radio Clubs.
We're at Seaford Meadows Scout Hall, Railway Road, Seaford Meadows.
All right then, well that's what I wanted to promote because I want as many people there as possible. A lot of people have asked me over the time, where did RSV start from? How did it get formed? And we're going back some 40 odd years. So, Nate, now with RSV being digital, and that's gone well over my head, you might like to update the information that's happened in the last month or so.
So up at RSV repeater site, we have a 4G internet connection, which powers the C4FM YSX 70 centimetre repeater. It's a world first, and we're very thankful to all the members who have done that. And we also have a 2 metre FM repeater, which will be linked to Victor Harbour 70 centimetre repeater shortly.
Wow, through to Victor Harbour. Well, that'll be a great move. And of course, what you're saying, world first. What's this all about? Can you explain that a bit, Nate?
Pretty much all of the YSX connections around the world are done via LAN or your home internet connection, and developed it to be used on 4G. And that enables us to pretty much put the repeater anywhere if we need to move it.
Good. Well, that sounds very interesting. All right. Well, thanks for allowing us to tell you all about our South Coast Amateur Radio Club. So we better say very good morning to everybody.
73s, this is Nathan, VK5OG, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
And Bernie, VK5ABS.
And now from Wison, South Australia.
A good morning, fellow ham radio operators and shortwave listeners. This is VK5 LSB and my name is David with some news and notes on behalf of YSA Australia and its committee. The next YSA Australia meeting social get-together will be held on Saturday the 27th of January down at the Scouts SA for Adventurous Activities Centre, which is located at Anderson Avenue, Glenelg North, which happens to be next Saturday with doors opening from 10 AM on the day for coffee and chat prior to official proceedings commencing. It is the Australia Day long weekend, but what better way to celebrate Australia Day than to spend the Saturday down at YSA Australia with a free barbecue sausage sizzle and soft drinks. Guest speaker on the day will be Mr. Ian Northeast, VK5ZZ, who is making the trip down from the Clare Valley to provide a presentation and practical hands-on demonstration with transceivers on using the digital format JS8 to send digital text messages, etc., utilising analog transceivers. Ian has put a lot of work and his own time in getting this fully operational and testing out night time in the Clare Valley region and surrounds, so that it can be a possibility for YSA Australia and other amateurs to use in the near future. This presentation is a must-see and not to be missed. The meeting will also be televised live via Zoom via Arno VK5ZAR for those members who are unable to attend in person or who do not want to miss out on the day and the guest speaker. YSA Australia members and volunteers will receive an email from Arno VK5ZAR that will contain a link and password to enable Zoom access on the day. Every attendee of the day will be provided with a free barbecue lunch and soft drinks on the day, along with a social get-together interaction of amateur radio operators where skills and ideas can be shared over lunch. This has been David of EK5LSB, and on behalf of West Australian Kinmere, saying thank you for listening and looking forward to volunteering alongside of you all at the next event or chatting to you on the West Australian Social Get-Together on Saturday the 27th of January down at the Scout Centre of Anderson Avenue, North Coonoog, with doors open from 10 a.m. on the day. 73 all, and stay safe and well.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with a weekly update from the South East Radio Group. As I've mentioned over the last couple of weeks, Norbert VK0AI has been seen on a number of bands of late using FT8. A small number of Surge members have managed to work him, as have a good number of other VK operators. As there is no way of knowing when Norbert will appear in advance, I again suggest that a hawkish watch on the DX clusters could well pay dividends if you are chasing a VK0 station. Last Friday week, our 2-metre antenna was installed on a new, to us, tower at the Bluff, with a huge thank you to Nick, VK5NJS, who spent nearly 4 hours at or near the 100-foot mark on this tower installing temporary pulley systems, hauling the antenna up the tower, ably assisted by Leith, VK5FLAR, and Peter, VK5BE. He then mounted the antenna and tied the coax to the tower on his way down. A fantastic morning's work on quite a warm day. Well done, fellas. It's hoped that the small gap in the coax to our existing communications hut will have been filled in by the time that you are listening to this, and the whole system should now be operational. We have everything crossed in the hope that this will at least restore our 2-metre coverage back to what it was before we got kicked off the tower that housed our antennas for so many years. With a bit of luck, we may even end up with better coverage than ever before. Here's hoping. Last Friday was our first meeting for 2024. During this meeting, a motion was passed calling for a special general meeting to change our group's constitution. We are planning on upgrading the wording relating to having our books audited to bring things into line with the revised rules. We look forward to enjoying a year of growth and advancement with respect to some of our infrastructure, especially, and also with the levels of efficiency that we hope to achieve in some of our activities for 2024. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS news. The picnic barbecue last Sunday was a huge success. Big thank you to everybody who came along and made it a great event. Big thanks to Paul, VK5PH, and his lovely wife Susie for arranging the catering. The food was very good and much appreciated by all. Another big vote of thanks goes to Craig and the other gents who did a fantastic job on the barbecue. We were very lucky with the weather, and the venue under the big trees was just right. It was great to see some Nurkians and others attending, and let's hope we can do as well again next year. The AGM is rapidly approaching, and if you are considering nominating for a position on the committee for the coming year, you need to get your signed nomination form into the secretary by the 25th of January. We have two committee members standing down, so we need some new people to put their hats in the ring to help run the club. The nomination form is attached to the email, or I can send it to you. The information for our regular weekly nets is the Monday night AHARS 2-metre net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators. And we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB, Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 2000 hours, one of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you've got 80 metre capability. The ANZA DX net, the ANZA Australian, New Zealand and Africa net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC, with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. There are check-ins from all over the world, anywhere from 15 to 35 per day, and it would be a great platform for those working towards their DXCC awards. Paul, VK5PAS, and Shirley, VK5YL, alternate as net controllers on Thursdays, which is Ladies' Day, but all are welcome any day. Also, for FCall licensed members who aren't licensed for 20 metres, you can get onto the ANZA net on 15 metres on Saturdays at 0400 UTC on 21.205 MHz. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so that we can share things with all of our members. And don't forget to check out the AHARS website and the AHARS Facebook group page. Well, that's all from me for now. So keep working on the airwaves and making contacts, and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello, everyone. It's Les here, VK5KLD, once again. And I've got the news from the Northeast Radio Club for this week. Don't forget that every Wednesday we have our very popular coffee club, and that's at the Tea Tree Gully Library, and get there about 10-ish or so, have a few brews and a good chat with everybody. It's always quite a good social event. So that's the coffee club at the Tea Tree Gully Library every Wednesday mornings. And of course every Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network, we have the F-Troop Net. So that's always a good way to wind up the week, have a chat with everybody, let them know what you've been up to and how your week's been going. So that's 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network every Friday for the F-Troop Net. And next Friday, the 26th of January, Australia Day, will be the first meeting of the Northeast Radio Club for 2024. And it will be at our usual meeting place, the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent. And it's going to be a very good talk by Adam, VK5GA, and it'll be all about his trip to Alaska last year. And I believe he did a lot of activations and things, so all looking forward to that talk by Adam. So get there about 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. There's plenty of parking and there'll be tea, coffee and soft drinks available on the night. Well, that's all I've got for this week's news, so don't forget to stay negative. Keep away from COVID. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.